From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. At the White House Rose Garden today, President Barack Obama praised House lawmakers for passing their health care overhaul bill and called on the Senate to do the same. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The House bill passed on a narrow vote with one Republican supporter and dozens of moderate Democrats defecting and voting with Republicans against it. In the Senate, things are even more tentative, with many moderate Democrats concerned about the cost of the health care legislation and the inclusion of a public insurance option. President Obama, however, says he expects lawmakers to step up to the challenge.
Now it falls on the United States Senate to take the baton and bring this effort to the finish line on behalf of the American people. And I'm absolutely confident that they will.
The bill passed by the House aims to cover 36 million uninsured Americans. It bans insurers from denying coverage to those with pre-existing conditions and caps out-of-pocket expenses. It is estimated to cost more than $1 trillion over the next 10 years. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
After days of intense negotiations, Iraq's parliament has passed a law that clears the way for nationwide elections in January. President Obama says this means the gradual U.S. troop withdrawal can go ahead as planned. NPR's Corey Flintoff has more from Baghdad.
Up until the last minute, there was still a possibility that negotiations on the election law might fall apart. If they had, it could have meant a constitutional crisis for Iraq and a delay in the drawdown of American troops. President Obama expressed his satisfaction soon after the law was passed.
This agreement advances the political progress that can bring lasting peace and unity to Iraq and allow for the orderly and responsible transition of American combat troops out of Iraq by next September.
The measure passed after Iraqi lawmakers reached a ballot compromise on voting in the oil-rich city of Kirkuk. The city, which is a prize claimed by both Arabs and Kurds, remains a problem that's unresolved. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
Hurricane Ida is strengthening as it moves across the Gulf of Mexico. The storm now has sustained winds of 105 miles an hour. Forecasters expect Ida to hit the Gulf Coast by midday Tuesday. Jack Bevin is with the National Hurricane Center.
Exactly how Ida evolves in the next couple of days, it is likely there will be some rough weather along portions of the northern Gulf Coast. High winds, high waves, and rain.
Hurricane warnings have been posted from the Florida Panhandle to Louisiana. Louisiana's governor has declared a preemptive state of emergency. Floods and mudslides triggered by 3 days of heavy rain in El Salvador have left 124 people dead across the country's interior. According to the Interior Minister, Humberto Centeno says officials have been unable to reach several communities in the central region of the country. At least 60 people are missing and 7,000 are in shelters. This is NPR News. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman says he wants Congress to determine whether the shootings at Fort Hood should be considered a terrorist attack. Lieberman says he'll begin an investigation to find out if the Army missed indications that Nadal Hassan had embraced extremist views of Islam. Some of Hassan's classmates in a program at a military college had complained that he gave a presentation in which he allegedly justified suicide bombing and said that Islamic law trumped the U.S. Constitution. Lieberman is head of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. A shooting in Vail, Colorado left at least one person dead and several injured. The shooting took place at a bar on Saturday night. From member station KDNK in western Colorado, Conrad Wilson has this story.
Police are still investigating possible motives into the shooting, but say the suspect is a 63-year-old retired man. Police say Richard Moreau was in an argument. The longtime resident was escorted from the bar and fired his .45 caliber handgun in the street. The suspect then re-entered the bar and fired several shots, injuring three and killing one. Police say the victim died on the scene. Vail Police Chief Dwight Henninger says the suspect had a record, but nothing that would indicate such behavior.
He does have some prior cases, none that I would really describe as involving violence to other people.
The popular resort town hasn't seen a homicide since the early 1980s. The alleged shooter is scheduled to appear in court Monday, where police say he'll be charged with first-degree homicide. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson.
The price for a barrel of oil inched above $78 Monday in Asia. Lower consumer demand and a weaker dollar helped push benchmark crude for December delivery up 94 cents to $78.37 in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News.